From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The fate of thousands of African migrants in Israel is uncertain after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, under political pressure Tuesday, canceled an agreement with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees to halt the forced deportations of some 37,000 African asylum seekers. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler expressed hope that the deal could be salvaged.
We hope that soon the Prime Minister will be able to obtain the necessary support so that the implementation can go ahead.
Most of the Africans are from Sudan and Eritrea. Many feared for their lives if they were repatriated. The UN Security General is joining top officials from dozens of countries at a pledging conference for war-battered Yemen.
Yemen's situation today is catastrophic, but with international support, we can and must prevent this country from becoming a long-term tragedy.
The Saudi-led coalition has been at war with Iranian-allied Shiite rebels for more than 3 years in a conflict that has killed more than 10,000 people and left 22.2 million people in need of humanitarian aid. Amnesty International says a mass grave has been discovered in central Mali days after arrests by the military and as attacks by jihadists increase in the West African region. The International Human Rights Group says in a new report that residents in Dogo Village identified 6 bodies found in a mass grave as people who had been arrested. The group says the region's security situation has reached a crisis point. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. As trade frictions heat up between China and the United States, the two countries are talking tough and giving assurances at the same time that the situation will not spiral out of control. Despite assurances, analysts in both China and the United States are divided over just how bad the situation could get. Economist Dave Swenson.
Right now, the markets are reacting, farmers are reacting, trade groups are reacting, and most of us are expecting a counterproductive end in the short run.
President Donald Trump is expected to announce a new tariff list aimed at punishing Beijing over its technology transfer policies and intellectual property theft. And while the two sides have stressed that negotiations and talks are being pursued, there has been little evidence that that is happening. The Philippine Supreme Court on Tuesday ordered police to hand over full records of thousands of deadly encounters in the country's war on drugs, thwarting a government bid to keep operational details of the bloody crackdown secret. Jeff Custer has that story.
The High Court gave the Solicitor General 15 days to comply with a December order that he had challenged on the grounds of national security. Human rights and legal groups lauded the decision as a triumph that would help hold accountable state officials involved in what they say are systematic abuses, cover-ups, and executions during President Rodrigo Duterte's bloody 21-month campaign. The move comes just a few months after the International Criminal Court announced it had started a preliminary examination of a complaint filed by a Philippine lawyer accusing Duterte and top officials of crimes against humanity. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump is hosting the leaders of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania for a Baltic summit at the White House. VOA diplomatic correspondent Siti Sain reports.
Most experts agree that the Baltic republics would like to see a permanent U.S. military presence in their countries as a strong signal to Russia, instead of just rotational exercises by NATO.
That's something we've advocated here at the Heritage Foundation, to have a bricks and mortar presence, not just a rotational presence of U.S. forces, but forces permanently based in the Baltic states. As long as the Baltic states want us there, we have to be as guests.
The president and the Baltic presidents are also expected to discuss trade, investment, and cultural exchanges. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
South Africa's drought-stricken Cape Town has pushed back its estimate for day zero when the taps in the city run dry and people start lining up for water to 2019 from August of this year. Data shows dam levels rising in other areas of the country. Voice of America has pictures, video, stories, and more on its social media platforms. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.